Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to go a little bit now into the sugya of Dam Kodshim, and this will tie into the last sugya as well, but it's really a, seems to be a fascinating inyan, because based on everything we learned till now, one would think that Dam would be the ultimate. So you're talking about Me'ila, Dam would be the ultimate Me'ila. You're talking about Kodshi Hashem. The way everything went till now was there were different levels of Kedusha. Kodshi Kedusha, and there's Me'ila on everything, until Zerika. And after Zerika, the basa that you eat, the Me'ila goes off the basa that you eat. Kodshim Kalim are not called Kodshi Hashem. The way we understood it simply, is that doesn't have a high, it's like Shmoy Kenu, Kodshim Kalim, it's more Kal. Once you do Zerika, and you channel the Emurim on the Mizbeach, they become Kodshi Hashem. They graduate to Me'ila. So Me'ila levels of Kedusha. Something becomes Kodshi Hashem, makes it more Me'ila. So the ultimate Me'ila would be on the blood. The Dam Kodshim is the Iker Kapara of the Korban. The Iker part of the Korban. So if you had to analyze with the book closed, I think everybody would agree that the most logical part of the korban that should have me'ila is the dam. And in our Mishnah, we'll see it's just opposite. Dafka the blood after the korban that went out to the fields to fertilize, that was sold to the farmers, that had me'ila. But the blood that they spritzed on the mizbeach was no me'ila. So conceptually, it's obviously learned out of psukim, but conceptually we have to understand it. How could there be no me'ila over there? Conceptually, what's the Torah telling us? Then we're going to have to understand, how is there a reawakening of Me'ila on the blood that goes out to the... After it went down to the Mizbeach, there was a channel, and it went out to the fields where it was sold to the farmers, to the Ganonim, the people that took care of the gardens. Over there was Me'ila. And some Rishonim actually learned it was the rice of Me'ila. Over there, the Minat Torah, there's Me'ila. Don't know what's going on. So we'll go through the sugya. The Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Oimer, Hadam, Kal Batchilo V'chomo B'Soifo. Blood of a korban is Kal at the beginning, like Kochim Kalim, right? It's weak, it has a weakness in the beginning, and it's Chomo B'Soifo. Nesochim, the wine that's poured on the Mizbeach, is the opposite. Chomo B'Tchilo, the beginning of it, it's Chomer, regarding Hilchus Me'ila, V'kal B'Soifai. And after it's poured on the Mizbeach, it becomes weakened in Hilchus Me'ila. Dam B'Tchilo Eimayelam Bay. Blood at the beginning, there's no din of Me'ila. But that's only from the time that you shecht it till the time that it gets spritzed on the Mizbeach. Through the time that it gets spritzed on the Mizbeach. Yotzal Nachal Kidroin, once it goes out to the Nacha, to this channel, where it later on goes out to be used, to be sold for fertilizer, then Moyelim Boy, there is a din of Me'ila. Now if it would be Drabonin, it would be less of a, you know, less remarkable. But many Rishonim hold it's the Raisa. At that point, there's a new reawakening of Me'ila, and it's the Raisa. Says the Mishnah, Nesochim is the opposite. The wine that's poured down the Mizbeach, Betchilos of Me'ilim Bohem, the beginning there's a din of Me'ilim, prior to pouring down the Mizbeach, Yodu L'shitin, once it goes down the channel of the Mizbeach, Ein Me'ilim Bohem, there's no din of Me'ilim. So now the Gemara gives explanation. We'll go through the explanation, the Psukim. But again, after the Psukim, we're going to have clarity, what's the getter. So the Gemara says as follows: Tana Rabbana, Moilin bedomim divrei Rav Meir v'Rav Shimon. Rav Meir and Rav Shimon bring down there's a din of Me'ila. V'chachomim moimrim ein moilin. Chachomim say there's no din of Me'ila with blood. My time in the mandama moilin. What's the reason why there would be Me'ila? Why there wouldn't be Me'ila? Would not be Me'ila. Omar ula omar kro. Vani nisati v'lochem Shalachem hu. Interesting. It's yours. What does yours mean? So yours means there's no milah. What does that mean? The blood belongs to us? Clearly doesn't belong to us. But there's some kind of a chiddush in the pasuk here that the blood is misyachas to us, and therefore there's no din of milah. It's connected to the person. As we said, the blood is the ikar part of the korban. By blood, if it's nishpach adam, if the blood is spilled, there's nothing you do with the korban. If the meat is lost, so we had zorek es adam, still spritz the blood, because the meat is not the main part of the korban. The blood is the main thing. So the blood is the essence of the korban. What comes out is that the Torah is being megala to us that the essence of the korban, the main part of the korban, there's no din of milah. It's almost v'nahapachu. The main part of the korban, there's no din of milah, and the part of the korban, it's not the main part of the korban, there is a din of milah. Right? The whole korban is for kapara. Right? Every korban, korbanchatos, korbanoshim, the whole korban is brought to kapara. But of course, every korban that's a mechaper, of course there's a din of milah. Kapara is a function of the korban. To some level, every korban is a shtikl kapara, ritzui. Even a korban oila. Chazal say it's meratz on an asay, or on bad thoughts. Shlomim also is some kind of ritzui. Every korban has ritzui. So, kapara is not a reason why there shouldn't be me'ilah. Right? And the dam is the ultimate kapara. So the ultimate kapara is not a, l'chor is no logical reason why there shouldn't be me'ilah. It's a korban, and it's the main part of the korban. It's the reason why we have the korban. So the Gemara says like this. Rav Yechon gives another reason. Rav Yishmael gives another reason. Ton of the Rav Yishmael. L'chaper, l'kapor, nesate, v'loy l'mila. It's a miut in the posuk of l'chaper. This also is very hard to understand. Why does the Gemara see kapora as a contradiction with mila? What's the conflict? Kapora is the function of why you're bringing the korban. Korban toyed is brought as a thank you. Oil is brought, like I said, mechaper and ruhum roim. Achatas is brought because you are ever and it's a chorus. Why is that a contradiction with the dinim of meila? Saying with kapora, if it's a kapora, the kapora is atav aloy lemeila. Why is that a conflict? Rav Yechonin Omar Kort says in the pasuk ki adamu banefesh yichaper. It says the dam is the banefesh yichaper. And Yechaper is going both on before Kapora and after Kapora. And therefore, Lifne Kapora Kalachar Kapora. Ma Lachar Kapora ain't boy Mi'ilo? Just like there's no Mi'ilo after Kapora. And that's a generic halach in Kutcha. That's not over here. Kol Dover Shanasis Mitzvosei ain't boy Elim boy. Anytime you do the mitzvah, there's no longer din Mi'ilo. Af Lifne Kapora ain't boy Mi'ilo. So too, before Kapora, there's no din of milah. The Amos says, the Gemara, just the opposite. Ma lifne Kapora yesh boi milah, aflacha Kapora yesh boi milah. The Gemara says, that's the Bisvara, you won't say that. If there would be a Beferish and Gilui, we would say it. But with a Svara, you won't say that. Why not? V'chiyesh l'chadova shanasos mitzvosev yesh boi milah. Is there anything that you do to mitzvah is milah? So therefore, Bisvara, if the Torah left it on our lap, the Torah said, listen, before Kapara, like after Kapara. Now we have to use our Svara. Yes, Mila, no Mila. So in Svara, the Gemara says, the Svara is there shouldn't be Mila. Because Lacha Kapara, the Svara is there's no Mila. Because it's Nasas Mitzvah. Right? The Mitzvah already happened. No Mila. The interesting thing is, what do you mean? There is Mila afterwards, by Dan. Actually, we said dam is chomer b'soifei. Chomer b'soifei means there is meal at the end. So dam is actually an exception to that rule of nasas mitzvah se'e meilam bari. For whatever reason. Now again, the Rishonim learn that meila by blood always is the Rabbanon. We don't have a problem. Because the Gemara is talking on a deraisa level. Not a problem. But the very many Rishonim, amongst them the Rambam, who doesn't differentiate and say, even though there are those who learn the Rambam is the Rabbanon, but the Rambam just says blank, there's a din of Me'ilah on blood afterwards. If there's a din Me'ilah d'araisa afterwards, So dam is actually an exception to the rule. There's no din of nasas mitzvos. So if there's no din of nasas mitzvos, eh? So what's the Gemara saying why that drasha doesn't work? The Gemara says all the Torah really did was the Torah equated blood before to blood later. The Gemara says, okay, so how do you know to go in the makel way? Maybe go the machmer way. Say just like there's mila before, there's mila later. The Gemara says that can't be because nasas mitzvos. What do you mean? By dam, even lachash nasas mitzvos. Blood is an exception to that rule. By blood, adarabah. Blood is the only thing we have that nasas mitzvos then is yemoy elimboy. Loy nasas mitzvos is emoy elimboy. And nasas mitzvos is yesmoy elimboy. That's what the Mishnah said. So then what's the Gemara saying? Ein l'chodovah. Adarabah, dam, that's the way dam works. Ma mishver. Says the Gemara, Amai lohi, Tarei Chumas Hadesha, is also Nasas Mitzvasa, V'yesh Poi Mi'ile, Mishim Dehavale Chumas Hadesha, V'yvori Sohar Mishtaleach, Shnei Ksum Habon Ke'echod, V'chol Shnei Ksum Habon Ke'echod, Eim Alamdin. Because we know the V'yvori Sohar Mishtaleach are also Asur B'hanoah, after you threw it off the mountain, the remaining limbs are also banor. The Gemara says, "Onich elamandomer versus mishtaleach enenim elamandomer nenin meyam ayikol meima." It's chumas hadashen big dekuna shteksum abam kecha. For chol shteksum abam kecha neimalamden. Because big dekuna also, big dekuna once the kohen gadol uses the begadim for one yom kippur, so it becomes also banor. Onich elamandomer dami nicham shamalamet shintum geniza that the kohen gadol's begadim need geniza and he can't use it again. And it's also bahano. Then we understand. El rabdoisa doma mutul ishtamish boy koyin hediyat ma'ikal ameimar. So now we don't have two psukim. Mor says mishum da'avi chumas adeshem vegleruvish next to one mokech. Why? Honich lamanda milamand ain't milam. But the man doma who holds that even if you have two psukim milamd in ma'ikal ameimar, trem yutim ksivim. Stum yutim haruf or ksivim somoy. Mele, we the mir is haniyim midiach beniloy. That's the Gemara. Okay. So it comes out from the Gemara, the whole sug is riding on the fact that dam after kapora there's no mila, and since there's no kapora after, since there's no mila after kapora, so it has to be there's no mila before kapora because the Torah made a hekesh between before and after, and yet, like we said, we come back to this gaping problem that by dam there is mila afterwards when it goes out l'nachal kidron, there is mila. And that's the whole Mishnah. And in fact, there are many who hold that this meal is the raisa, the meal on the dam. So we really have two separate issues in the sugya. One issue is a conceptual issue, and one issue is pshat in the sugya issue. The conceptual issue problem that we have here is that we don't understand why the sugya seems to be going with an approach that is something that's l'kapora, l'chem, is not meal. There's no me'il if it's used for a kapor. L'chayre, that's the whole tachlis of most of the karbonis, all the kapora. And why is that a conflict with me'il? There's really no place that the Torah says there's no me'il. The Gemara is just darshaning by the fact that it's l'kapora, it's me'il, there's no me'il. We don't understand why that's a stira. And as we said, if anything, from all the sugyas hashas, we see blood is the main part of the karb. Everything is nigwari after the blood. So that's one problem. That's a conceptual problem. Then the pshat problem that we have in the sugi itself is that the Gemara seems to be saying, according to Rav Yechanan, that the main reason why there's no meila is because the Torah compared the blood prior kapara to after kapara, when in fact, and therefore, since after kapara there's no meila, before kapara there's no meila, in fact, blood is from the exception to that rule of nasas mitzvah and meilam boy. By blood, there is me'ila later. And this is already a kasha that many are oimed on, this kasha. Right, so that's not so poshut. What would be if you koilet is nachal kidron dafka or is the zrika dafka? We'll see. Clearly, it seems to be only after. that went to Nachal Kidron, or just there isn't really a good that it has to go there actually for the Me'ilah to be Chal. There isn't a good svara, but you see, you're trying to say that in that moment there's a right, so I want to get back to this. So, simply, and this addresses your issue, simply, one could say, timing issue, I'm not even going to debate, because the timing issue, even if we say there's no, even if there's no timing issue, it goes right away into Milan. Simply, we would be able to say that, to address our second issue. So two main issues. One issue is, conceptually, how could it be that there's no Milan by Dam, because it's for Kapara? That's why there's no Me'ilah. That's a conceptual problem. And the second problem is a practical problem, Pshat and Sugyah. That the Gemara seems to be saying that by blood there's a din of Nasas Mitzvah. It tells us it's the opposite. That's the whole Chiddush by blood. That there is Me'ilah afterwards. So simplistically, one would be able to argue and say that the Me'ilah that there's on the blood later has nothing to do with the original Me'ilah, with the original Me'ilah on the carbon. So in other words, the blood, if there were, it would be this new kind of Me'ilah that comes later, right? Or even comes immediately. But it's a new kind of Me'ilah. That's not the Me'ilah of the carbon. That's a new kind of Me'ilah. To the farmers, let's say kotche berakabayis. Let's call it that. Okay, let's make it easy. There's meila of kotche Hashem, right? Which means you use a korban. There's meila over there. We're very finicky about the meila. It has to be kotche Hashem. There's no really. We're much question of heck. Because Kotche Berek Abayis is not Kotche Hashem for sure not. Right? You makdish your cell phone to some, and you make a phone call, there's Me'ilah on the phone call. Cell phone is not him. Yeah, but that is Me'ilah of Abayis. Right? That's the treasury. So clearly, the treasury of Hekdish, there's a din of Me'ilah, even if it's not Kotche. So very simplistically, one would be able to say, I don't want to make you sound simple, but simplistically, one would be able to say that the Me'ilah of later, I'm asking, Me'ilah later, there's no Me'ilah before, there's Me'ilah later. Yeah, but that Me'ilah later is not Al Skorm. One not part of the Kotche Hashem. It's a new department. So therefore, the miut that we're talking about in the Gemara, the Kapor, and the Sata, all that, it's the Korban. Right? But now, we're going to Kotche Berakabayis. It's a new kind. I'm assuming that's what you're trying to say. So, that would be the most, I guess, simplistic way to address our second issue. Simplistically. But the problem I have with learning that way is that we have to understand as follows. There are kama v'kama sugis that say clearly that there is me'ilah by dam kotcha. Black and white. In fact, we have a sugi on Yudbeis. We're going to have a sugi vaita. The Gemara says there's me'ilah. The Gemara says clearly on daf Yudbeis that if somebody is makiz dam kotcha, the Gemara says, if you look at the top of Yud Beis Amud Beis, the first line, Omar Rav, Hamakiz Dam Lebehemas Kodshim, Osu Bahano Umoyalun Boy. Okay? Clear, black and white, right? If you makiz Dam, there's a din of Me'ilah. Okay? Which means, so we get this clear, if we broke it down, there are four types of blood. Okay? There's four types. Blood on the carbon. One type of blood that you would extract from the korban, nothing to do with zrika. You go to a living animal, you take blood out. You take some blood out. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, Rashi says, why not? Just like there's meal on the animal, there's meal on any part of the animal. Rashi says, the reason why there's meal by the blood, he says, because choshev kegufa debeima. It's part of the animal, Rashi says, on Yud Beis Amud Beis. It's part of the animal. So there's regular meal. Why shouldn't there be meal? That's dama koze. Then you have what we call dama shchita. Dama shchita is when you shech the animal, the blood that comes out from the shchita, that you makab on a kli, and that blood becomes the blood that gets... That's dama shchita. Now that blood is broken up to two, because you have the blood used actually for the zrika, and then you have the blood that you pour down the Nachal Kidron that went out to the Ganonim. Okay? So really, you have Dama Koza, you have Dama Shchita, and then after that blood is Miskabel, it branches off into two. So the blood is used for Zrika, and then the rest of the blood is poured down the Mizbech and it goes to the... Now, it's in those phases where there's a discrepancy. In other words, the blood that went for Zrika, that's it. No Me'ilah. The blood that went to the Ganonim, that blood that went out for the fertilizer was sold to the farmer. It's part of the korban, kotchei Hashem. That's regular meal. Obviously, if the blood come out, there wouldn't be meal. If you went ahead to kotchim kalam, you went to a shlomim and you took blood out, there wouldn't be meal. It's not kotchei Hashem, right? But if you took the blood out of an oila or an oshim, there would be meal. Because it's kotchim, that blood. Now, what about the blood that goes out to Nachal Kidron, and there is meal? So the Gemara, if a new meal, that's not to do with the original meal. That's a new new kind of meal. If we were to accept that, then the Gemara doesn't. Dovo, we don't have anything. She'ein boi me'ila b'tchilo, v'yesh boi me'ila b'soif. There's no such thing of that you have something from a korban that there's no me'ila at the beginning. The Gemara says, "What do you mean? V'loi v'ikodam?" That's the whole sugya on your base. Blood, blood. There's no me'ila at the beginning, but there is me'ila at the end. That's the Gemara's. Kadman explains clearly that the me'ila that it has later is connected to the me'ila that it had from before. And the Pirush Kadman says it's a reawakening. Comes back. So what do we see? We see from the Gemara that the me'ila that it has later when it goes l'Nachal Kidron is not a separate me'ila. It ties into the original me'ila. And just the opposite. That's why there's me. So you're telling me that really Dam, the me'ila that it has later, is connected to what I had before. And our Gemara says, you know why there's no me'ila at the beginning? Because there's no me'ila at the end. But there is me'ila at the end. But oh, that me'ila at the end has nothing to do with the beginning. What do you mean? That's the whole Gemara later. It's absolutely dependent on the beginning. Because if there wouldn't be a meal at the beginning, there wouldn't be a meal at the end. So it's a reawakening of the original meal. So it can't be a meal of Kabbai, it's a new treasury department of meal. Which I agree, by the way, would be the simple way to learn. Without the Gemara, I'm in full agreement that that would be the way to learn. Not only that, I'll read you the Rambam. The Rambam is mashma that way. Once it goes out, Rambam, Perek Beis, Hilchos Mila. Kol Dmei Shechitas Kotshin, Ein Moilin Boy. There's no Mila on the blood of Kotshin. Says the Rambam, Bein Lifnei Kapora, Bein Lachak. Ad Sheyetzei Lenachmitoy. Till it goes to Kidron. Then there's Mila. He says, you know why? Yotzei Lenachal Kidron, Ein Moilin Boy. Then there is a din of Mila. So the Rambam alone, without the Gemara on your base, I would say fits beautifully with this. Dam has no me'ila. Blood. Dam shchitas kotshim, no me'ila. Raya, the Rambam says the money goes to Hekdish. The sales, the proceeds of those sales go to Hekdish. So there's a treasury meal. That would be very geschmack. But we can't ignore the sugya on your base. The Gemara on your base is black and white, that the reason why there's meal at the end is because there's meal at the beginning. So it is a hemshech. So we're back to our problem. Notice there's a shtickel contradiction. The simple way to learn would be in a chanami later. At least this part of the Gemara. But the problem is that the Gemara itself seems to refute that. And Taka the Pirish Kadmanir says Beferish. That the reason why there's meal at the end is because Yotzel Onachal Kidrein Moilin Boy Mishum de Kiilu Choy Kedusha Yerishana. That's the Lashon of Pirish Kadmanir. Goes back to its original Kedusha. Shehoye Loi Kedusha Nishchitam. Just like before Shchitit it was meal on the blood. So after Shechita, there's also meal. Yeah, it looks like that. But the problem is that doesn't work. Because the whole thinking of the Gemara later is to prove that there is meal originally, otherwise there wouldn't be meal afterwards. It's part of our problem. But it's not Damakoze. This is Dam Shechita. No, but I'm saying it's Dam Shechita now we're dealing with. But the Dam Shechita now, let's get something straight. The Dam Shechita now becomes Me'il. That goes back to Me'il.
But from a different reason,
a different type of Me'il. But that type of Me'il is there from the beginning. What Me'il is Dam HaKoza? Kotche Hashem or Berek Abayis? I'm asking you a question. Avad it's Kotche Hashem. So, and the Gemara is clearly saying that the Me'ilah that it has later, the Dam Shechita, later, is because it's connected back to Kodesh Hashem, what it was at the beginning. Correct?
No, you could learn the
Dam HaKoze. Why is the Me'ilah on blood that you take out of a living animal? Kodesh Hashem. The Me'ilah that it has at the end, when it goes, also Kodesh Hashem. Is that an agreement? Okay. So now when it's trying to develop, is there me'ila on blood at all? So the Gemara says there can't be me'ila by blood. You know why? Because we find after Kapora there's no me'ila. Before Kapora there can't be me'ila. The Gemara says, how do you know that there's no me'ila after Kapora? The Gemara says, well, Nasis Mitzvah said there's no me'ila. Right? So I'm asking you, lehefach. Since the Dam Shechita later, there is a din of me'ila al Kodshi Hashem. So now let's do the drosha the opposite. Kishen that there's meal on blood al Kodesh Hashem afterward. There's meal al Kodesh Hashem before. Which was the question the Gemara, I'm not asking, I'm a big Kiddush. The Gemara asked this question. The Gemara asked, black and white, how do you know that when the Torah came and said that we're comparing the blood before Shechita to the blood after Shechita, how do you know that we were coming to be Mekel? Maybe the Torah was coming to be Machmer. Maybe the Torah is coming to say, just like there's Mila before, there's Mila later. The Gemara says that can't be. Because Nasus Mitzvah says, ain't Moilin boy. So I'm asking you, if in fact by the Dam there is Mila later, Alf Kotche Hashem, why can't we now go back to the Drasha and say, you know what, just like there's Mila later, there's Mila before. You're going to have to now tell me a reason, just after Reza Kiva, what you're going to have to tell me now. You're going to have to tell me a reason why that can't be. You can't tell me a dray now. Because the Gemara wasn't draying. The Gemara was saying it can't be. It can't be that there's Me'ila before, just like there's Me'ila later. Can't be, because Nasus Mitzvah said there's no Me'ila later. So you, whatever you're going to tell me now, you're going to have to explain to me why that can't be. What I just said can't be. The Gemara asked, L'chayre, it would make more, and Adarabah, L'chumra, Kolhecha de'ika l'hakish l'kula l'chumra, L'chumra makshina. So logically, we would really want to go the other way. Say, just like there's Mila at the end, there's Mila at the beginning. The Gemara says it can't be. Because Nasus Mitzvah says it can't be. So now you want to say Akiva, it could be. No, I'm saying it could be. You want to say it can't be. So now explain this. That's all I'm saying. You have to just perfect your Svara. So what's your reason why it can't be? Who spoke about Damakoza? The Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara asked, "Ah, Yotzel Nachal Kidroin," which is not Damakoza. It's Dam Shchita. Moyel and Boy. So ask the Gemara, so how could there be Me'ila on Dam Shchita? She Yotzel Nachal Kidroin. Ah, there's no Me'ila at the beginning. The Gemara says, no, over there also there's a din of Me'ila because of the beginning. That means the Gemara seems to be saying that the Me'ila of the Dam at the end is the same reason why there's Mila at the beginning. Pirush Kadman is saying like that's Beferish. But that's Pasha, L'choyah is Pasha Taish in the Gemara, right? The reason why there's Mila at the end is for the same reason why there's Mila at the beginning. At the end, what blood are we talking about? Dam Shchita or Dam Akoza? Dam Shchita. So that's the problem. No, it's really not four. It's category two. There's Dam Akoza. And then there's Dam Shchita. Now Dam Shchita, after gets broken up, after Kabbalah, gets broken up to two. It's not really four. It's not four, it's three. It's four. It's Shloishash. It's. Right? It's four categories. But it's. I'm not saying it's four categories, but it's. Okay. Anyway, so, L'chaira, we have to reanalyze this whole thing, what's going on. So I really think that there's a Rashi, a one-line Rashi, that answers all the kashas. Mamish, in one line, he answers all the questions. And mainly the whole thing is not Shven. This was the Rashi I brought down in the... Now, clearly, the Din Me'ila by Dam, like I said, the Din Me'ila by Dam after Chal Kidron is a machloikis, whether that's the Raisa or the Rabbonin. It's a machloikis. But we're going with the Shita Solz the Raisa. If you hold the Rabbonin, the second kasha is a lot less of a kash. Not a kash. It's the Rabbon and the Gemila. What does that have to do? The Gemara is dealing here with the Raisa. But another issue we have to know is this blood that we talk about, the Dam HaKapara, right? There's no din of Me'ila. The other blood, that there is a din of Me'ila, right? On the other blood, is that Me'ila the Raisa the Rabbon? When the Gemara says later, that Dam HaKozit is a din of Me'ila. Is that the Reis or is that the Rabbonin? Okay, Rashi is clearly Mashmat's the Reis. It's regular, it's like the Behemoth itself. Just like the Behemoth is a din Me'ila the Reis. The Chatas, the Oila, is a Me'ila the Reis. The blood that you take out, he says it's the goof of the Behemoth. That's the Pasha Taj. Now I brought down here a Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua, I didn't give you this to look up. But Pnei Yeshua says as follows. Bnei Yeshua says, possibly, really, this goes back to a more question, and that is, when we say that there's no dam, no me'ila by dam kotchen, period, does that mean it's mutar bahano? Completely? Or just there's no din of me'ila? What does it even mean when we say it's mutter? What does mutter mean? It's like chul. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to make it totally in the reasons of the why there's no meila in our Gemara. Pnei Yeshua is actually found in Psochim, Daf Chav Beis, Psochim. Pnei Yeshua wants to say it depends why there's no din of meila. Pnei Yeshua says as follows. He says, if you learn that the reason why there's no da meila is mishalachem yehei kuchulin shalachem, is ain't by meila at all. There's no meila at all. He says, if you learn the reason why there's no meila is because doesn't mean it's mamish chulin. Just means there's no aloch of meila. But he says it's hufka mi meila, but it's not mutter bahano. Maybe you still can't benefit. Still like kotchim. Kotchim is still also bahano l'chatchila. Still no din of meila. Pnei Yeshua debates this issue. The same thing is by this inyan when we say dama kozi yesh by meila. Is the fact when the Torah said that by dam there's no meila, is the Torah is giving svaris l'chapora, but really it's a generic din. Dam there's no din of meila. In that case, then dama kozi there's also no din of meila. But if we say specifically, really, blood would have meila. It's a special miut. L'kapora nesat of loy l'meila. So then any blood which is not for kapora, like damakosa, there would be a meila there. We're going with the assumption that dam does have meila, except for the miut, which clearly states that there's no din of meila. That's the assumption that we're making. So, the shaila is, what is this hafko? When the Torah came and the Torah said, dam which should have meila and does have meila by the dam hakoze, by kapora dam there's no meila. So if we look at Rashi's lashon in chum, we underline the Rashi there in Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, a one-line Rashi. Rashi says Lochem. So Rashi says Lochem. Why is there no Meila? Alma Shalochem Yehe. Very strange Lashon Rashi says. Alma Lav Kotche Gavoyahu. We see that it's not Kotche Gavoya. What does that mean? It's not Kotche. What does that mean? It's not kosher. Of course it's kosher. No? Of course it's kosher. Of course there should be in the middle. What's going on? Rashi says it's not called kosher gavoya. It's not kosher gavoya. Dam is not kosher gavoya. Was it chum? The dam is kosher kadosh. So Rashi seems to be extending it that it's not just a mute that there's no. Rashi seems to be saying, it's mamish like chum. To read. So I want to be mevayel to you, very, very posh at what I think is the pshat. Already from the onset of the Masechta, we went through different approaches of what the din me'ila is. Gzeilim and Hekdesh. We went through a distinction between Me'ila by Korbonos and Me'ila by Kotshei Berek Abayis. By Berek Abayis, it's only Gzeilim. It's only stealing from Hekdesh when it's the treasury. When it's a Korban, it's not just stealing, it's also Issel. It's a different kind of a getter. This is what we discussed the last 2 weeks also. So, I'll explain to you like this. The reason why by Korbonos, we're very makbid it should be Kotche Hashem. Why are we so makbid it should be Kotche Hashem? It's fundamental. Why are we makbid? By Kotche Berek Abayis, everything is meal. It's a very, we don't scrutinize. By Kotche Mizbeach, all of a sudden we start getting very meduktuk. I think the reason is very simple. Kotche Mizbeach, the din of meila always, as we explained from the beginning, is that you're taking from Hekdesh. Taking from Hekdesh. So you have to look at it like, Kvayochel, the Eibishter, that's Hekdesh domain, and then there's Oretz Nasan Levnei Adam.
When you're doing me'ila, you're taking from the domain of Shemaim and you're using for yourself. Hashemaim, Shemaim, Hashem. Me'ila tells you Hashemaim, Shemaim, Hashem. And you're only allowed to take the Oretz Nasan Levnei Adam. You're taking from the construction. Now, when it's bias, it's very easy to draw the line. Any belongs to the treasury of Shemaim. It doesn't belong to the treasury of the Oretz. And therefore it is Mila. You're taking from a bank account that's not yours. We, Bnei Adam, have an Oretz bank account. In Shemaim, the Swiss account, that's Shemaim. And that we don't have right to that account. That account doesn't belong to us. That's the way it's broken up. That's Bedek Abayis. At Kobonis, it's very gray. Because the Korban doesn't, there's no treasury department of Kobonis. The money doesn't go to the Beis HaMikdash. So how do we, where do we draw the line and we say, oh, that's Shemaim, this is Oretz. By Bedek Abayis, it's easy. Money is always easy to be Magda, right? Kesef Yanes HaKeo. Kesef answers all questions. Money is easy. Korban is very hard. I come, I bring a korban. I bring a korban for myself, really. Korban chatas, a korban oshma, I bring a korban for myself. What makes this korban be called Shemaim? So that is the reason why we scrutinize. We say one second. Kotchim, so first of all, when the animal's alive, we have to go and say, well, what is the main part of this animal? Is it mainly for Shemaim, or is it mainly for Oretz? So we look at the Kotchim column, we say, Kotchim column primarily is Oretz. It's a shechita that's brought. Primarily, it's being done for Oretz. And therefore, there's very little on it for the Mizbeach. And therefore, it's really called, it's not the weakness in Kedusha. It's a weakness in where it's going. It's a weakness where it's going. It's going really for Tzarech Hedyot. So since it's going primarily for Tzarech Hedyot, till there's a Zrika that channels and says, okay, the Emurim, this piece, this is for the Mizbeach. Has nothing to do with the person. Oh, so now on that, there's Mila. Because now the line was drawn. It's not a higher level Kedusha, lower level Kedusha. The line becomes clear. In other words, by Bedek HaBayis, the line is always clear. It's money. It's clear. The money, the proceeds go to Hekdesh. That's it. The line is clear. By Bedek HaBayis, you have no connection to it. And not just you have no connection to it. And Shemayim does. Shemayim has a clear benefit. If nobody would have a connection to it, there also wouldn't be Mila. But by Bedek HaBayis, it's very clear. Bedek HaBayis represents a value, and the value goes 100% to Shemayim. There's no question. So Hashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem. Now if you use that, you're Moyel Behekdesh, black and white. Once you have a Korban, now it's gray. Because what is this korban really for? Is it for you? Is it for Shemayim? What's going on? So we say like this. Kotchim kalim, the line is very vague. Very vague. And kotchim kalim is be'ikir, let's say, achile. And it's a memele, it's not called kotchi Hashem. The line has not yet been drawn. The identity of what is kotchi Hashem has not been drawn. And the Torah then was machadish, that when is the line clear? Once you do zrika, and part of the animal, a small part, the emurim, gets channeled only 100% of the mizbeach, we say, oh, this is kotchei shemayim. Not a higher level, not a lower level, a line. It's not a question of graduating, it went to a higher madrega, lower madrega. There's a line. The line says, okay, that's what it is. It's the line is that this part of the korban is going on the mizbeach. And nothing to do with me. This is the mizbeach. On that, there's me'ila. Kotchi kedoshim is the opposite. We say, you know what? This korban primarily is the mizbeach. Even the part that's eaten really is kana moichlim ubailim miskaprim. Oil azich is kula l'shamayim. So this korban really primarily is l'shamayim. This korban, the line that's needed is to tell us what goes to the Oretz. Okay? You follow? In other words, This carbon, we go, you know what, it's really Shemaim. Once you do Zerika, and you channel part of it to be eaten, so now that part becomes clearly Oretz. So the difference between Kodesh, the way you have to look at it, the difference between Kodesh Kodoshim and Kodesh Kalam, don't look at it at levels of Kedusha. At a gauge, this is 10% holy, this is 20, no, nothing to do with that. It's clarity. Clarity. Kodesh Kodoshim, it's really viewed like it's a Tzorech Shamayim. With the clarity, it's going to be given to us what little piece goes to the Hegel. Little piece, big piece. It's going to be... By Kodesh Kalim, it's the opposite. We look at it like a Tzorech Hegel. And then, once the line is created, we get clarity what part is L'Shamayim. That's the whole difference. Once you accept that way of looking at it, everything becomes better. Now we take the blood that we just were makabel, okay? And now we're going to spritz this blood. Okay? So the blood is going to hit the mizbech. Okay? So do we look at this blood like, okay, this blood is for the mizbech? Or do we look at it, one second, this blood, it's not being consumed by the mizbech. This blood is hitting the mizbech to give me a kapora. Tzorech, it's my tzorech. Comes the pasuk and says, Lochem, l'kapora nesativ. When the blood hits the mizbech, there's only one purpose, that you should have a kapora. Oh, so it's tzorech hegit. Not a question how holy it is. So now when I go and I use the blood, I've used something which has been designated for me, for my purposes. There's no mila. It's not because it's a lower level kedusha, it's a higher level kedusha. How choshev is it? That's why we're getting confused. Blood is very choshev. Has a shtaimel, a spodek, whatever you belong to, a Hamburg. Blood is very choshev. Yeah? But with all its cheshivas, who's the beneficiary? So the Torah was megala. That although the urim that get put onto the mizbeach, we say that's for Shemayim. Also that gets eaten by the kohen, we say that's for Oretz. What about the blood? The blood is a swing. It could go either way. The Torah has to tell us what it is. The Torah said, I'm telling you, it's Lochem. Now, this blood is not L'Rotzen L'Hashem. This blood is for you. For your kapara, for your tzara. Your... So Lochem tells us that, you know what? This is a function for us. If it's a function for us, there's no meal. It's a meal. There's no meal. And that's point. Rashi comes and Chulin Rashi says, "Vani nasati lochem, shelochem yehe, for you." Av kotshe gavoyahu. Rashi doesn't mean how holy it is. It's not kotshin for Shemayim. It's kodesh. Has a lot of kedusha, but it's not for gavoya. It's for us. It's for this. On that, there's no dinner meal. He's not shayach to parashas meal. That's the reason why it's. And according to all the pshatim. It's all going with this idea. The Rambam also, when the Rambam comes, the Rambam that we mentioned, that there's no Me'ila, so he says clearly, by the way, and that's the simple reason, why you, if you extract the blood before it went into the Kli, of course there's Me'ila, because that blood is not designated for Kapora. The reason why there's no Me'ila is because the line has been drawn. The line was clearly drawn. This thing is for you. The blood that came into this cup is for you. You should have a kapara. Now when you use the blood, you didn't use Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem. There's no mila. But if you take blood out of the animal, the living animal, that blood has not been channeled for you. So now I'm moil bag, just like I'm moiling the rest of the animal. It's very simple. Now if you look in the Rambam's Loshani, the Rambam that we discussed, when Rambam says that there's no me'ila by blood, but dam shchitas kodshim, the Rambam says clearly, dam shchitas kodshim, ei moilim boy. But it has to, only after you do shchita and kabbalah b'kli. Even if it's koidim zrika or lacha zrika. Okay, now. But, it's very clear now. Once it's yotzol nachal kidron, once it goes out to nachal kidron, once it goes out to the garden, to the Nachal Kidron, it's going to be sold to the gardeners, that they're going to use it for fertilizer. So now it's a Tzorech Shemayim. Now Shemayim benefits. Okay. So now there's Mila. Of course there's Mila. Because now the line has been drawn. The line has been drawn again, has been redrawn. When it was in the cup, we said, okay, this blood is for kapara. Now, when the remaining blood that was originally designated for you, it was always kodesh. Never lost the status of kedusha. See, that's where you can get confused. The blood always has the same kedusha. No kedusha came, no kedusha went. It's the same kedusha. It's a line. It's an identity. When the blood goes into the cup, now it's designated for kapara. Now, once the kapara is done, the rest of the blood is now for gardening purposes. And once that line gets drawn, whether it's still in the cup, whether it's poured down the mizbeach, for gardening, and the money is going to go to Hegdish, so now it's Vayta Shemayim Lashem. Now it's Vayta Shemayim Shemayim Lashem. There is... Now, the question is, but is that Mi'ila Berek Abayis? The answer is that Mi'ila is not Berek Abayis. That Mi'ila is the original Mi'ila that was always here before the line was drawn. There was just a line that was drawn. The Mi'ila is always... our problem was, so that's now Kodesh Berek Abayis. No, it's not Kodesh Berek Abayis. It's the same as HaKozeh. Why was there Mi'ila on the blood before? Because that blood wasn't channeled for kapara. If I went to the animal with a needle, with a syringe, and I took out dam, why was there meal on that blood? Because that blood is not channeled for kapara. Right? Now the Gemara says, so too, the blood that goes to Nachal Kidron gets reevaluated. We say, that blood's not for kapara either. Just like the blood before. The same blood that you had in the cup was in the animal, right? And then there was Milan. Till it was put into this cup, there was Milan. Why? Because it's Dam Chata, so Dam Oila. Why shouldn't it be Milan? All of a sudden it went into the cup and got re-identified. Okay, now we're going to use it for kapara. Okay? No Mi'ila because it's going to be used for kapara. So now if I take from this blood in the cup, it's like I took from something that was designated for me. Once the kapara was done, now the blood goes, okay, so now what's the rest of the blood here? Kapara, not kapara? No kapara. Oh, put it back over here. It's like you put it back into the bed. It's like you put it back into the bed. So now, there's no reason why there shouldn't be Mi'ila. The only reason why there wouldn't be Mi'ila is because it would be like Kotchim Shemesa. There's no function. There is a function. Because it's Nimka LeGanoni. It's sold to the Ganoni. Some of the Rishonim are bothered even to such a point. They say, Lera, there shouldn't be a din Mi'ila. How could it be Mi'ila? How could it be Kedusha? How could you sell it? It's a different issue. That's another issue. Somebody was showing him, use that as a riot, the fact that you could sell it to a gardener, then he could use it. What happened to the Kedusha? That's another issue, which has to be. There's no longer roi for Akrova, so it's like a Balmum. Just like you could redeem a Balmum before Shechita, because it's not roi for Akrova, this is like a Balmum after Shechita you could redeem. But that's a different shmuz. It's a different shmuz. All I'm telling you is one thing. If we go with the approach, we stop forgetting about levels of Kedusha. We look at very simple. Shemayim use, or its use. That's the best way to look at it. Whatever Shemayim use, there's Mi'ila. Whatever or its use, no Mi'ila. Wherever, it depends. Kedoshim, the gray, we look at everything as Shemayim till the line is drawn. What's for Egyet? Whatever is Kachem Kalem, gray, it's Hegyet until it's designated to Shemayim. The blood is always has Mi'ila because it's part of Kachem Kedoshim, right, when it's alive. Afterwards, the line gets drawn that it's for Tzorech Hegyet because it's used for Kapara. And then, after that happens, according to the Rishon, we'll say this Mi'ila Daraisa, it gets redrawn for Shemayim. Simple. Not Berek Abayis. It's regular kashim that has a tzorech kavoya. Simple. It's like kotshe shemayim with a mum. There's meal on kotshe shemayim with a mum. Koidim pidyon, correct? What meal is that? Berek Abayis? No. Regular kashim.
You have to shrink the blood. It's still
Ashtas is that on the dam there's me'ila, just like on the chelev, just like on everything that's in tuffel to the goof of the behemoth, there's me'ila. Exactly. This dam may actually be even better, but it's... You don't have to come on to Berek HaBayis altogether, really. Really, you don't have to come on to Berek HaBayis altogether. The point in the Gemara is one simple point. Whenever you moil behegdish, it has there's one criteria. And that's true by Berek HaBayis, and it's true by Kotshim, by Kobonis. That is, I took from what was Hashemayim, Shemayim Lashem. I took what from what was designated for Shemayim. That's the rule. Berek HaBayis is always what was designated for Shemayim. Berek HaBayis is a treasury department. Where's the money supposed to go? Shemayim. It's very easy. Korbanos, we start getting confused. There's for you, there's for Shemayim, there's this. We get all confused. So, Kodshei Kodashim, the Torah said, it's viewed as Shemayim until the line is drawn, what's for you? Once that line is drawn, so on that there's no mila, not because it went down the level of Kedusha, went up a level of Kedusha, because the line has been drawn that this is for you. Doesn't matter how much Kedusha it has. So what? But it's for you. No mila. Whatever goes on the Mizbeach, by Kotchim Kalam, there is mila, because Kotchim Kalam is the other way around. It's looked upon as Tzorech Hedyot until you channel it clearly to the Mizbeach. The Dam gets, we don't know, because Dam is a very interesting thing. It has a part, it goes to the Mizbeach. So on the one hand, logic would say, oh, that's the Shemayim piece. The other part is, yeah, but you're the beneficiary. The blood gives you the kapar. So how do we look at it? So we're left without an identity. So the Torah came and said, Lochem, Liftei Kapar, Kalacha Kapar, whatever term the Torah used. The Torah came and told us, it's for you. Oh, so now that's it. Now comes many of the Rishonim and say, but once the blood went out to Nachal Kidron, now we re-identify the blood. And we re-identify the blood now again as for Shemayim. The Kedusha doesn't matter because the Kedusha stayed the same. That's the problem where we get a headache. We don't have to get a headache because the Kedusha stayed the same. The Kedusha was the same way when it was in the animal, when it was in the cup, when it was spritzed, when it was sent out to the channel. Kedusha is the same. The only issue is, who does it belong to? That's the chiluk. Who is it for? It's called belong. Who is it for? The blood, as long as it's in the cup, is lochem, lekapara, it's for you. The blood, once it goes to Nachal Kidron, that's something else. Then it has a tzarek of life. Yeah. Something that has no Kedusha, that can't be Mila.
No, but something that's Berek HaBayis.
Something Berek HaBayis.
Is that different because, I mean, we're Mechalik before that that only has been Zela, and other things have Kedusha. Are we going away from that? I mean, now it's all in Shemayim's account, and there's nothing between Berek HaBayis and something that is designated.
There is, but the difference is whether it's monetarily for Shemayim, like Berek HaBayis, still enough Gemina. But all I'm saying is there's still the underlying rule that it has to be you shepherd with Shemayim. Me'ila is you shepherd with Shemayim. That's the point. Okay, we'll stop.